Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a lot of wines out there that are kind of sweet, and people don't know if they're supposed to be after dinner or with dessert or maybe beforehand or sitting in front of a fire.
Right.
Let's throw some clarity. For me, if it goes with chocolate pudding, it's a dessert wine.
I have always loved dessert wines as sort of a decadent hedonistic pleasure. Especially in the winter months, served with a dessert course or by themselves and a cocktail, but definitely take some opportunities to treat yourselves. Now, you know, some of the most famous dessert wines are port, cream sherry, Muscat de Frontignan, Sauternes, all of the various Australian stickies is what they like to call them. So I tried three, one which is a classic, and two which were a little different and that I wasn't familiar with, so I thought they were all kind of fun.
Excellent.
Okay. So to start off, the classic, probably the greatest example of dessert wine is, it comes from a region in Bordeaux called Sauternes. And I tried something from a producer called Chateau Guiraud. It was the 2016 Sauternes. It sells for about $22 for one of those 375 bottles, which is actually pretty good price for Sauternes. This is
Premier Cru Sauternes
to boot. The blend is 65% Semillon and 35% Sauvignon Blanc. What makes Sauternes such a phenomenal dessert wine is something called the Noble Rot or Botrytis, which means that these grapes are basically attacked by this mold and the noble rot, which makes the skins of the grapes very porous, and they shrivel down and become almost raisin-like, which hugely concentrates the sugars and the acids, and that's why you get the dessert. This is classic Botrytis Sauternes. It has deep gold color, features formid aromas of honey, marmalade, peach. But what's really nice about this is it's got a really nice, while it's a rich texture, it's got really good acidity, which is built in, makes it work well.
Yeah.
You can see why people would pair it with foie gras. It's just a really classy example of a good Sauternes. Now, going to a completely different direction, a great producer named M. Chaputier, who's really well known for phenomenal Northern Rhone style wines, is producing this wine called Banyuls from the south of France. And this is the 2016, and it's called the Banyuls Red Dessert Wine. It sells for $35 for a 500-ml bottle. It says 90% Grenache. The grapes are picked at very high ripeness, and this is what they call a vin du naturel. Now, what that does is that basically they add a small amount of spirit prior to finishing the end of fermentation and then halt fermentation, leaving some residual sugar in the wine. This Banyuls shows aromas of dried plum, orange peel, and spice, served with desserts, not overly sweet, and great, Al, with chocolate.
Oh, good. I'll try some.
Okay. Now, here's something I'd never had before. Really interesting. This is from a producer called A.E. Dore. It's called Pinot de Charente. This is basically unfermented grape juice that they add finished cognac to take it up to a gravity of between 15 and 20% alcohol. Aged for 5 years, light caramel aromas and flavors, well-rounded, fruity notes. It's sort of like port from cognac. Drink straight, on the rocks, as an aperitif, but whatever, try it. It's awesome.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under programs and features, scroll down to Cellar Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to. It's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.